Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me, of course, on @DavidDundee on most social media channels. That's DavidDundee, and the podcast at fmr.co.za. We've been talking about solar over the last few months, and today I have someone very special in studio with us, Frank Spencer, who's the spokesperson for the SA Photovoltaic Association. Frank, welcome.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
I came across something that you said the other day, which was the sheer amount of solar panels private people have bought so far this year.
It is actually quite phenomenal that we've seen somewhere around 500 megawatts of solar panels imported in the first half of this year. We get this data from the customs information, and it eclipses by far what we're seeing happening out of the government procurement programs. And so it's really exciting that individuals and businesses are taking their own initiative to deploy energy solutions to help solve the load shedding problem.
Wow. And that's purely panels that were imported and logged as imported. I'm assuming some are not logged, customs being what it often is, and some are produced locally.
Correct. This is purely looking at the imported, less exported values of solar modules.
So your association, what's the estimate of the installed grid that is not part of the official Eskom grid?
It is quite hard to estimate that. We guess it's between 2 and 3 gigawatts to date over the last decade of installations.
Wow.
The customs information isn't fully complete, and you sort of have to guess a little bit. There's no database that tracks it.
Let's just relate that to one stage of load shedding. What percentage of one stage of load shedding is that?
So that would be about 2 stages of load shedding.
So we, as the community, have generated 2 stages of load shedding. We would be 2 stages of load shedding worse. But there's a problem inherent in that. And I know I've installed solar, and I'm waiting to install a feedback meter, a meter that allows me to sell back into the grid. When I produce, like yesterday, I produced 3,500 watts at a particular moment. I was only using 900 watts. My extra 1,500 watts is just evaporating.
Correct. And I think this is what's quite exciting about President Ramaphosa's announcement, that they plan in the short term to unlock the capability of private entities to sell back to the grid.
Well, I've had some conversations with the city, who I'm waiting to get on the show as well. At the moment, the big blocking factor is that they've got a very complicated meter that has to be installed, regardless of whether you're a factory producing tons of power or my little home that just has a small surplus. What do you know about the future there?
So that is correct. If you have got an old meter, a new meter does need to be installed. It's not really rocket science meter anymore. They're pretty much off the shelf. The city, particularly City of Cape Town, does expect the solar owner to pay for that meter. That is something that I think could be addressed by the city.
Yeah. The financial incentives keep us from supplying the grid and being part of the solution, not part of the problem. But the blocking issue is of the 10,000 odd rand fee that you have to give the city to supply for you to help with the problem, 7,500 rand of that is the meter. Is that likely to be fixed?
I don't know. I mean, but you're exactly right. If you're installing a 10 or 20,000 rand solar PV system, to pay that much for a meter just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and I'd dearly love to use the city as my second battery, because it's a more efficient solution for me. I am in the process of doing it, because 10,000 rand is still cheaper than another big battery. But I think we can bring you back on the show to talk batteries one of these days, because I think that is your personal area of expertise, isn't it?
Historically solar, but more recently storage and batteries indeed.
Well, we look forward to future conversations. And Frank, anything you would like to add to the story at the moment?
No, I think we live in an exciting time where the energy landscape is changing dramatically, and empowering right down to the individual to be able to provide and support the electricity challenges. And I think that's very exciting.
And the bottom line, if we've installed what's a 2.5 gigawatt, as you say, and we're likely to do as much as is possible to buy, the landscape is changing faster than the legislation is changing landscape.
And that has always been the case.
Yeah. Well, that's it for us this week. Thank you so much, Frank. And if you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels. That's DavidDundee in the podcast on fmr.co.za. FM.